what's happening in schools today? What are we seeing in terms of how kids are learning about health education? What's happening in, I mean, I'm guessing different things in, you know, from kindergarten to grade 12, but what's happening in schools right now?
Yeah, I think it varies across Canada, and certainly I think people in Alberta are waiting for the new health curriculum, the health and phys ed curriculum. But I think there's various things happening. So certainly there's some developmental considerations about how the health curriculum is implemented. There's also policy considerations. So a number of years ago, the 30 minutes of mandatory physical activity was a policy that was introduced in Alberta, and schools have taken that up in various ways. I think in practice, what's actually happening is that we have a nation of teachers that are not being exposed to health literacy or health education or any training about health, that are then expected to take up comprehensive school health models in schools without having been exposed to them in their training.
Okay, so in the Alberta context, what are we talking about when we talk about health education? I mean, we know physical activity, we know nutrition, we know sex education. What are those, all those things that we're talking about when we talk about health ed?
Sure. So I think the term that's used most often in Alberta is comprehensive school health.
Okay.
So the comprehensive school health model has really been taken up over the last, I'm going to guess, 10 years in Alberta. It's become a model of practice that many districts in Alberta have taken up, and there's a lot of resources and community partners that help schools to implement comprehensive school health approaches in their schools. Now, different schools have different needs, so they'll take that up in different ways. Mm. But physical activity, nutrition, and positive social environments are sort of the three main areas that are looked at schools. I think in practice what happens is nutrition and physical activity are more tangible. They're things that you can touch. They're things that you can see. So those might be a little bit easier to take up.
Mm-hmm.
I think the positive social environments, which would include things like mental health, you know, might not be happening as much as they could because it's a little bit harder to take that on. It's not as easy to see. But I think regardless of how that's taken up, we really need to look at what are curriculums for our teachers and how those curriculums are or are not supporting what they're expected to do when they get into schools.
And so what are we doing for pre-service teachers or our students in the Workland School of Education to get them ready to go into the school systems with a knowledge of what they should be looking at in terms of health education?
So we did a scan of Bachelor of Education programs across Canada. And what we discovered is that exposure to health and health education and comprehensive school health is not happening in any systemic way in any program across Canada. And so the Workland School is on the leading edge of beginning to address this gap in pre-service teacher knowledge. And we've done a number of pilot programs over the last few years that has culminated in a conference that we call the Health Champions Conference that actually exposes pre-service teachers to some of the fundamentals of comprehensive school health. Many elementary specialists, for example, are expected to go into schools and to teach phys ed in schools. And so part of the Health Champions Workshop conference is to expose them to the types of things that they could do for physical education. But it's much broader than that as well. We've grown it over the last few years, and now we have over 20 community partners that participate in that conference. And teachers, pre-service teachers, are exposed to the types of resources that support comprehensive school health in schools. We take up things like sex education, body image, some of the main issues that might surface in a school. We try to at least give exposure to these students of the types of resources and things that would be available to them for you know, their first few years of teaching.
It sounds, and this is the Health Champions is something that happens that they take part in early in their second year where they're going into their final practicum. And for students who aren't doing any work in kinesiology, for example, they might not have a grounding and understanding what it would be that they need to be prepared to do in classrooms once they go into the schools.
Yeah, exactly. So we try to catch them right before they go on to practicum in hopes that, you know, the types of resources and the knowledge that they will gain from that conference will help them to make contributions in their school. And actually, we've heard from some of our community partners that they're interested in privileging the students who are exposed to this kind of health education for hiring, because comprehensive school health, at least in Alberta, is becoming such a fundamental part of how schools operate that they're beginning to ask questions during interviews that would indicate that if you've been to the Health Champions Conference, that might be a positive tick in your interview belt.
And so the ultimate goal, I guess, would be to have all of the undergraduate students in the Workland School of Education take part in Health Champions program so that they are prepared to go into any particular type of setting in a school and be ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. My dream actually would be that it becomes a mandatory course for all Bachelor of Education students all over the world. But certainly we're making headway here now to begin to look at, you know, how can we make sure that our students go into schools being as prepared as possible to deal with some of the health issues that they'll encounter.